of Kiana was a winterization program. In 1969, the United States Congress appropriated $1 million under the Bartlett Bill for the purpose of providing housing in the remote areas of Alaska. In the fall of 1969, construction commenced in Kiana. The owners of the housing built by the Alaska State Housing Authority in 1969 request funds or funds be made available from Alaska State Housing Authority to winterize these housings. It was suggested by the planners that the owners of these ASHA homes sign a petition and forward this petition to the Alaska Legal Services Corporation at Kotzebue. The Alaska Legal Services attorneys have been approached by the planners and they have indicated that they will assist in any way possible. The second priority indicated by the people of Kiana is the airport. The airport is one of the longest runways in the region and it's extensively used as a secondary for Kotzebue. The people of Kiana would like the airport blacktop or at least regraveled and is also desired that the runway be extended for safety of large aircraft. The airport is owned and operated by the state, the city of Kiana, and Manilok, and other agencies involved with the safety of people in Kiana should press the state for these needed improvements. Also, along with the improvements on the airport, the people have requested that airport firefighting equipment be made available right at the airstrip. The third priority consists of a garbage truck and dump site improvements, also a garbage incinerator to be located either near the garbage dump or somewhere in the town. The dump site is located about a half mile north of town away from the river. Currently fenced in, the site is now at a point where it is just about completely full. The residents requested a garbage truck or possibly a dump truck which could be used not only for dumping garbage but hauling gravel and possibly for other uses for the city. The fourth priority is a request for a preschool building for the younger children that have not reached the age where they would be accepted in the grade school. At this time there is no facility to house this sort of program and it is a request by the village that some sort of building be made available for this type of program. The fifth priority that was requested or talked about was an outdoor recreation facility. A baseball diamond was discussed and monies for labor to eliminate this need were requested. Possibly the state could be approached or even the federal government such as the LEA for some sort of funding to pay for labor. The sixth priority was the additional need for new housing. Since they've had only one housing program there at Kiana, they have requested that few or additional housing is needed for some of the residents there in Kiana.